When Simon Reich was studied in the middle of his days, before we learn the Mishnah Bura, of Cosmos Fest that we were up to, I'd like to perhaps mention something we were Moira yesterday, that there is a mitzvah to be mavdo Meitzoyim at Kippurim, and the reason is to show that Yom Kippur is moved from all other Yom Tovim, that Hadlok is mutter, Havor is mutter, and here it is also. So we had asked the bracha of Boirei Moirei Ha'ish Meitzoyim Kippur is not too understandable. Where do we see that this Indian of Havdolah with the bracha of Boirei Moirei Ha'ish Bishloimem by Meitzoy Shabbat? So the bracha is that the Koyach Ha'ir was Nivra Meitzoy Shabbat, so we thank Boirei Moirei. But this is the Havdolah to show that Yom HaKippurim is different than all other Yom Tovim, more humble. So we mentioned this yesterday. Perhaps a shtickle later, I found the Tashbat from the Sechus Brochus brings down a Raivet. The Raivet says, the Pshat of the Broche, Boirei Meirei Ha'ish, is that Meirei Ha'ish means Tashmishei Ha'ish, not that there are a lot of colors. There are different Tashmishem, Bishul, Chimum, Oyer, and we thank the Rabbi Nishlam for all these Tashmishem that we derive from Ha'ish. So perhaps with the Raivet, it's a little bit more understandable. That means, so in Yom HaKippurim, these Tashmishim were also, we weren't permitted to be Mavlik Ha'ish, we weren't permitted to cook with Ha'ish. What that means that all the Tashmishi Ha'ish was also to us in Yom HaKippurim, but Yom HaKippurim, now we have these Tashmishim, we can derive these Tashmishim, but perhaps this will be a little more understandable.
Yeah.
What? It's a near Sheshavas Yom HaKippurim, yeah. That will be I hear that. Would you just try and confirm a little bit on the bracha? How the bracha somehow is a little bit more understandable. Yeah. Now, in Mitzvah min amukho, the Machabro says, Lavorech al abukin. There's a Mitzvah min amukho, Lavorech al abukin. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sitkot Hei said, Sha'ilo ra. The Indian of an abukin is that there is a lot of an illumination. Sha'ilo ra. So this story brings down something very interesting, that Meitzoyim HaKippurim, there's no Indian of an Avukeh. And he says, because the Indian of Avukeh is, because the Koyach Ha'ir was Nishadish Meitzoyim Shabbos, so Fakert is, the greater the Ha'ir is, the more we are benefiting from the Ha'ir, so the bigger the Shvach is to the Rabbein Shlom, that Meitzoyim Shabbos, we acquired this Koyach and the Bria of illumination. So the greater the illumination, the greater the Shvachin. Mashainke Meitzoyim HaKippurim, the whole Indian is to show that that the show that Inyam Kippur was daughter now became mutter. So there's no Inyan of an abuke. So one nail shall Shabbat is sufficient. Now, let us go to Sifkot Meches, and we'll see very interesting Mishneh Berurah. We had already learned the Rama. The nail sheyesh loy days to see life, mikre avuke. A nail that has 2 weeks is called an avuke. Look at the Mishneh Berurah. Tam nail shebigmore o poiskin. When we speak about a nail, haino nail shel shemen. So speaking about a nail of shemen, that means we have the nail is really the receptacle that has oil in it. So nail sheyesh lo shtei psilos, a nail shel shemen that has 2 weeks. It's called an amuket. Vikamash Malon, and he's coming to tell us, the givah sha'oirai zayin magiyin zelo zelo maila, that means these 2 weeks, the flame attached lamaila, that means you have 2 weeks of the receptacle, but they connect lamaila, Avi Avuke, this is called an Avuke. Right. Uvenein Shalonu, now we're going to see Moira de Kishadushin. Uvenein Shalonu, what we call a Nair, we call a Nair a candle. We call a Nair a candle. In Munach Shom Kamot Filoi, we will have a few weeks in the Nair. So this is like 1 week. And this is not called an avuka. We'll explain this soon. If there's a hevdol between the week shava or chelev, fat or wax, she's going. Masha'ish in Mishava, Shanele's Kluyim Yachas. We make what we call Abdullah, we braid together different small candles, and we braid them together. Oisha Madvik Yachad Shteinele's Lahadodi, or he'll put together 2 candles, Beit Abloche, Del Gamkein Choshev Abukin. This is also called an Abukin. Umashme Midivrei Hamogin Abron. But when you put 2 candles together, Sheyirei should make sure Sheyagil Amorei Lahadodi. The 2 lights are touching. Da'od Choshev Avuket. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate on this Mishneh Berurah. And I think there's a lot of Kiddushim here. My Chavrusa explained to me, what is he saying over here? He's differentiating between, if you have a Nez Shel Shemen, and you have 2 weeks, that's called an Avuket. If you have a nail shell shava and you have 2 weeks, that is not called an avuke. So he said, what's the difference? So he explained the differences as follows. If you have a nail shell shemen, you have 2 weeks. So the flame that is burning on each week is because the wick sucks the ishayev, sucks the shemeth. Each wick is ishayev sucking out the shemeth. So each wick is considered a different layer because this tefillah is pulling out the shemen, this tefillah is pulling out the shemen, So mainly each one has a chashivas of a neir b'fnei atmos. They have two neiros that makes an anuk. Fine. When I have a candle, by a candle, the wick that burns do not burn because they're sucking out the wax from the wax goes through the wick. It doesn't work like that. It works, you have a flame burning, and there's a flame over here, and there's this wax underneath it, so the flame is burning from the wax. So each wick is not considered a different nail. You have a flame that is burning from wax. So you have five wicks over there, but not called five nails. If each nail is, it's shoyev the shaman by himself, so each one is called on a sundra nail. This is burning by itself, this is burning by itself. So this is called basundra nail, different nails. So it's called, that is called an abukir. But if you have a candle with five wicks, so that's called one thick wick, and it's not cold. So I learned this Mishnah Brura, it became Oyo Mechoshech Fadi. We were using from Eretz Yisrael, got from Eretz Yisrael, there's Abdullah, like I think Abdullah's 2 weeks are sticking out from the middle of the Abdullah, the stands, and 1 week is next to the other week. And the brain is here 2 weeks, the Shalom Al Yisrael, Shein V'Shamayim. That's one thing. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, is not an avukeh. This is not called an avukeh. The same thing we have, we live in our modern times, I always thought it was a more indicator, that we have a yaknahat candle. They make yaknahat candle. What's a yaknahat candle? They took one long wick, and the loop is sticking out, and then you have the two ends of the wick are in the candle. And then when you light the candle, so you have 2 wicks burning. So that's it, Mishnah Berurah. 2 wicks in a candle is not called an avukis. It's called an... But the tigger of avukis, you don't have. Two matches is like it's two different entities. Each match has its own fuel. So that's two nazis. Two matches is different. But over here, you have one source of fuel, and the wick is sticking up in the middle. This is called a fixed stealer. This is not called an amukah. That's number one. Number two, now, umashmeh, so this is Moser Nikizah. We got to know Abdul already, Baruch Hashem. So this Shabbos, we hope to be after a while on Avukin. Now, number two, Umashme midivrei hamogin Abram, sheyire sheyagia hamoirei huadodi, toos choshiv Abuka. Now we have to understand, he said a mouthful over here, and in the Shagatian he says, I'm the Chiddushin Rabbi Kevega. I'm the Chiddushin Rabbi Kevega. There's a Moshe became machloikis between Rabbi Kevega brings down a Seifa Oirech Meisha. The Seifa Oirech Meisha vehemently disagrees with this Morgan Abram. And he says as follows. He says, the din of Avuke is brought down in Shas for three aloches, but two are Nageya. One is a mitzvah to make Avdola on an Avuke, number one. And number two, if one is shechting at night, so one should be madlik an Avuke. That's what that's the these two halachas. This is halach in Yeridaya. So he says in Yeridaya, it's Mabua, if you are madlik two neighbors, they're not touching, the flames aren't touching, you're matching two neighbors, that is called an avukia. That is the avukia that is, that the pastors that says that that's the avukia. And if it says, and if it says that there's a mitzvah of avukia, from those mean two neighbors, they don't have to touch. This is called an avukia. And Benetton, in the beginning of this leaf, Alavuka, Sha'oiro Rav, the Maila of Avuka is because there's more illumination. More illumination does not necessarily mean that the flames have to touch. Two candles are two are better than one. That's in Ba'ilchis Shtit, that is good. And he says, Ba'atola, it's also good. We'll speak about this soon. The Magen Avraham says, and he says a shtiktayde. Magen Avraham says that the flames should touch each other. So the Levushei Krot says, what is the inyan? Because we make a broche ma'orei ha'esh. Ma'orei ha'esh means that there are different colors in the esh. That's the broche. And when you have two flames touching together, you see it's more nicker, the different colors, than when you have one candle burning. The different colors are more boiled, are more nicker when the flames are together. So that's the swan of the Magen Avraham. Baruch Chmeisha hold that you don't need that, and as long as two candles are enough. Now, there's a Moizadik HaMachloikit. What one does when one makes Havdolah Moizai Shabbos L'Yomtev. When you make Havdolah Yaknahaz, how do you make the Havdolah? Now, first of all, he brings down the new show, not so pushing. Rabbi Yashim says, let's just talk 1 minute about Yom Tov. Yom Tov, it is mutter to be madle kaneh. L'tayter, if you need it, need an air, be madle kaneh. It's dark in the room, you want to be mad like another man, a third man, it's no problem whatsoever. That it's mutter, avore is mutter, but let's say the harder. What if I want to be mad like a yoltzeit lump? Yom Tov Sheni, I'm going to say, yiskit about, I want to be mad like a yoltzeit lump. So the big halacha says, it ain't not allowed to. It means a ksav seifa. It means about a person who was an oval in the shiva, and he came Yom Tov. There's a meaning an oval is madlik 7 days, and in those days they didn't have. Now we're very sophisticated. We have a 7 day yom type of. But al kaponim by the ksav seifa, they didn't have such a thing. So each day a person was madlik, and he came out Yom Tov. So the ksav seifa said, "You're not allowed to. That's not lochem." And it's not lochem, it's only mutter l'tzei chadov. For an neshomis, I think it's for an neshomis, that's not mutter in Yom Tov. And Yavuch just tell over a very interesting ma'aseh. Shulchan Aruch is brought down to be madlik neiris by Yom in Ashul. That is what the Kavuk, Kavtu es Hashem b'urim. This one is permitted. It's by day in your madlik neiris and shul. This is permitted. It's a mitzvah kavdos Hashem. For some reason, a great base knesses is mutter to be madlik in Yom Tov. Now I'd like to tell over a ma'aseh. The one approached the yid. I remember this alkebocha. The yid from the altar, and we asked him, how was the minig in the altar? Were they madlik a yotzeit lump? Or weren't they madlik a yotzeit lump? Yom Tov Shein. What was the minig there? The more original minhagim. So he says, yeah, the minig was, they were Mavlik. He remembers they were Mavlik Ayos, it was right. But then he says, but I'll tell you something. Then when they were Mavlik Ayos, they used to be Mavlik in Shul. And that's what the Ksav Seif is saying to him. He said, he wanted to be Mavlik Ayos and Shemavlik in the Shul. So for the Shul, he said, has to come to us and Shem Brule. But this person went a step further. But I saw in Shul known as Mavlik Ayos. I was saying Mavlik Ayos. He didn't understand that there's about Kaponim, that's a, so he had the message, Mavlik Ayos, but he didn't understand the strength of that. About Kaponim, it is not poshut, right from poshut, to be madlik and ner with tzayirik mitzvah. Now, a person wants to be madlik, avdole, yontev, avuke, there's a mitzvah to have an avuke. A mitzvah to have an avuke, so either of a baker yak nahaz, ne, I mean, as we call the neres, and then for Abdul, we have a yakna hazner, we have all the idurim, or I'll take another ner, and to have a nabuke. So Rabbi Yashiv says, close that it's also. He says, well, the mitzvah, that's called lochem, that's not called l'tzayrach oirat, there's a mitzvah to have a nabuke. Was not to be mad with another nair. So that means like this. Aisha was mad with nairis to recover the yomtis. So he had the nairis. I'm bringing you ready to recover yomtis. These nairis we can have in Avuki. But to be mad with a special nair, a person will go over and take a match and put it to one of the nairis. I believe Aisha knows that this is also. Oh, two of the candles that you're burning already. We'll talk about what you do further with that. But two of the candles that are burning already, you make Abdullah with those candles. But to be madlik, a special nail for Abdullah, for an Amukye, Rabbi Yashiv holds it close. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he brings down the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I'll just talk about it. See, in Shulchan Shlomo, it's not kosher, Travis, but... Okay, so one thing we know. I don't know what this is. Yes, that's careless of something. I don't know. Unless you modulate the candle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to modulate it. I'm modulate it. You modulate it. It's too dull off. When your mother's name is Mitzvah Shabbos, somebody tell you. Okay, it's not, he's not making it so early. He's not making it, Oh, so if you be Madlik, it's used for one of the neighbors. It's good, but like, it's not Porsche. Ain't a Hanabi, it's not Porsche. I can't think, someone brings down, someone said an Eitzah that the one should make it. Like Tori Shabbos or Yom Kippur different than every day. So really, you'll be a hiddle to make it, to be Madalah and Abdullah. You hear Abdullah was, but if you're going to Madalah and Abdullah, you can't extinguish it, so it's going to burn out. So he brings down, someone says, you know what you do? You be a little practical. So you take your Abdullah, which is, there are 10 nails which are braided together, and then you go and cut off the top, a small top piece, and which is going to burn for 10 minutes, and you put it in a stand, and you'll be mad like this, and you have your umbrella, and so he kindness in Yantav Shani Kil Chosai, this is right from Pashis, because This is according to Rabbi Yashiv, it sounds like what he comes from. That's not to a push. So if we want to be Mahuda, this is the whole Indian of the book is for either. So the mitzvah is don't take no matches, don't take those. The candles that were nidlak for Yom Tov, this you're going to use $5, number one. Now, 1 second. Now, how do we make Abdullah now with these candles? So in Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chosoi, he brings down a machlokes how to make kavzola. So Rav Shlomo Zalman held, Rav Yankiv held, there's a machlokes what Rav Moshe held, Rav Shmuel Vozna held. You don't put them together. The shaila is either the shaila of maybe you might be mechaber. You put it together so the wax might fall on it and it'll diminish the light. You don't put it together. And now, Baruch Hashem, we learned on Eirech Meisha that in his house they never put it together. Avukah means that I have a kamega. Avukah means two candles. You have two candles finished. You can hold them together, I mean, one next to the other. You have your avukah in Shalom al Yisrael. Le'idach Yisrael, there are poskim that hold you allowed to. We hear a Morgan and Rome that says that the flames should be together. So he brings down in Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chosoi, in Sefer Yesod V'Shoresh Avodah, it says, Yesh Linoik, She'acher Yachzik Lofono Beis Neiris Yachad. I should put the two flames together. The disciples did like this, and the Bratzina Rav did like this, and Rabbi Yashim also did like this. So Al Kafone, but he wasn't Mavlikan there. He took the two of the Neiris, which are burning, Lekovit Yom Tov, and he put them two together. So Al Kafone, so now if you want to have a Mahudadika Havdola, my story Shabbos to Yom Tov. So it's not too much to take a Yakima house candle because number one, it's not torched that it's a mukir, number one. Number two, to be madlikit, l'shem avdol is also not torched. Could be the Zachil Yom Tov. This is only the Torah mitzvah, not the Torah. So the Mahuzadika way to make Abdullah Meisoi Shabbos to Yom Tov is either you hold the two candles one next to the other, not that the flame should touch. That's how a lot of the flame is all did like this. Rav Moshe, Rav Yankiv. But let me tell you, it's not so poshut because there's a Tanai by Havdolah, it should be, it was lit lahoyer. It was lit lahoyer. And it told the stove stopper wasn't made lahoya, it was made for
use.
So what? You're gonna use the lahoya? What? You're gonna use this? You're making it lahoya also, maybe.
You're gonna keep it there.
Oh no! that's a very big cycle. To lower it again is a very big shaila. That's a shaila of kibui. No, that's, yeah, but, it's not, oh, she can make kavdola. There's no H by Fulas. There's only a primitive by a filament. Then you can't put it together. And that's, No, a fluorescent bulb is not an ash. You need an ash. This is not an ash. This is a burning gear. It's not a, yeah. So, Al Kaponim, so, two flashlights with the burning the whole time. So, burn the whole time, no problem. A flashlight that has the bolt is a filament. Yeah, not the modern boat. Okay, let us see further. לא יגן להסתכל בחפש הידיים, you look at the palms of the hand, ובציפורניים, and you look at the nails. אגו ויש לראות בציפורני יד ימין, you should look at the יד ימין, הגבוך האישי עושה את הבירור ההלכה בישדם that a person who's left-handed should look not at his יד ימין but the יד ימין בעלמה. So if he was holding the kais ביד מוילה, which is יד ימין, so then he doesn't have to twitch anything, he can keep on holding. So if the kais ביד שמאלה, and look at the יד ימין, and he doesn't have the problems of switching the כיס from one hand to the other hand. Yeah. ולכת הכיס ביד שמאל. ויש לכפי האצבעות לשתי היד. You should bend over the fingers into the palms. שעוד רואה הציפורניים עם הכפי בבשחס. You see the nail and the palms of the sachas. V'lo yirepnei aitboi shebifnim, he should not look at the inside of the fingers, he just look at the outside of the fingers, which are bent over into the palms. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, לא יגים להסתכל התאמס, דו בעינים שיוכל להקר גוירוי בין מטבע למטבע. We need sufficient illumination that one should be able to differentiate between one coin and another coin. אוכי דלכן מייס, ולכך לא יגים להסתכל בסיטואציה, לראות אם יוכל להונס לא יראות, is close enough to the nail that he can derive benefit from the nail להכיר בין מטבע למטבע, כמו שמכיר בין ציפורן לבוטו. That means there is a minimum amount of illumination that one needs to derive from the oil. We'll see later the pearl yet, but if we have a component we need close enough to the nail to be capable of the illumination that's coming out from the oil, to be nene from this illumination, and you could differentiate between one matbe and another matbe. So my choice Shabbos, usually we're Shabbos, if we don't have any matbeis, so our component we have with us, the tziponayim and that voice, and we can see if we can differentiate between the nails and the fingers. Yeah, voice, that's one thing. So that's the meaning of tziponayim. Voice, tziponayim, ein simen brochet, shein poroi, the rabbis, lo'ilam. The police, the rabbis, they grow to say the, and growing is the simen brachas. V'gam mistaklim v'kapos yodayim, we look at the palms of the hand, sheyesh v'sartutei hayad, that means the palms of the hand, there are sartutei, a whole bunch of lines there. Now these lines, there's inyonim in these lines. So similarly, boring boy. So it seems by looking at these lines, my joy Shabbat. So we look at the line. That's also a similarly boring boy. Lir boy or ed boy. I know. We once mentioned, perhaps we'll mention it again now that we're learning the Lachem, the Meiri and the Sechtes Brochus is another Indian for looking at the nails. He says that before the Chet, that the whole Levush of Adam HaRishon was a Levush of Tzipporen. I mean, he was completely covered with Tzipporen. After the Chet, was taken away from him, was taken away from him. And Mitzvah Shabbos was very dark. He didn't know what was taken away from him. It was pitch black. So he wanted to make some illumination. When he made the oil, the light, the fire, he looked at his fingers and he saw he still has the konayim. So that means a shirayim of koydim aches. He still has. He's not completely mufra. And he was money timche. That means I still have a chance and I still have in myself the roishim of what I was kind of my head. I still am super nice. That's what the Miri says. Now, this person's voice, I know Albert's voice, Algav Agutu. It means the thumb should be covered and the four fingers should be bent over into the bath. You cover the thumb, and you hear the nails, and you hear the palm. Yeah, shaz roye b'yesh loyegim others the aminik lishayt atakach ha'albet boys. Afterwards, they spread out the four boys the lilayt mi'achareyem alatzikonayim. They spread out. I mean, first they go like this, and then they go like this, and again they look at the nails. Alatzikonayim. What? I don't know. Could be when it got dark. And they talk about it. It was light. Yeah.